Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
In Hebrews chapter number 8, we left off in verse number last week, but I want to begin just to get it all back in context in verse number 1. I'll start in verse number 1, and our lesson today will go from verse 7 to verse number 13. Hebrews 8, 1. Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. The phrase, "this is a sum," I mentioned to you last week, is the main point of what he had said previously in chapter number 7. And then in chapter number 8, now he's going to expound upon what he had spoken in chapter number 7. So this is the sum. We have such a high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord pitched and not man. Now we talked about this last week. I believe there's a literal sanctuary in heaven. We talked about that last week. We'll talk a little bit more about it this week. But Jesus is there, the true tabernacle which the Lord pitched and not man. Literally, the Lord put it together. He built it himself, not man. Verse number 3. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore, it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. For if he, speaking of Jesus, were on earth, he should not be a priest. Now, we mentioned that last week quickly again, because he was not of the tribe of Levi. He was a tribe of Judah, so he could not be a priest here on earth, but he is our heavenly priest today. He's our priest in heaven, and that's what this is saying. If he was on earth, he should not be priest. He was not the right tribe, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law, who serve unto the example and shadow, that type of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. Let me stop here. I didn't mention this last week. Notice that all throughout the book of Hebrews, the tabernacle is mentioned and not the temple. It's interesting. I'll get into that later in other studies we get farther in the book of Hebrews. But you'll find that the tabernacle is mentioned, not anything about. Again, you see it mentioned here about that tabernacle. And he told Moses, we looked at this last week, God opened the canopies of heaven when Moses was there at Mount Sinai. He said, now this is a pattern, what you see here in heaven. And I take it very literally. So what you see here, I want you to place it down on the earth. And that's what he's talking about here. To see, for verse number 5, for see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount. Verse number 6, but now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry. Speaking about Jesus now. He has attained a more excellent ministry by how much he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. And you remember I told you one of the key words in the book of Hebrews is the word better. And I call Hebrews the better book. Not that it's better than any of the other 65 books or more important than any of the other 65 books, but that the word better is the theme throughout all of the book of Hebrews. Jesus Christ is so much better than the old way, better than the law. He's better, remember, looked in the first chapter. He's better than the angels. He's better than the prophets. He's better than Moses. He was better than Melchizedek. We looked at all that the preceding chapters. He's better, better, better. You remember the reason he keeps saying that is because some of the Jews were going back. These saved believers were going back into Judaism, going back to the temple, going back to the sacrifices, bringing their lambs to the priests, which tells you that when Paul wrote this, that the temple was still in operation. So Paul wrote this book somewhere in 64. A lot of people think 64, 65 A.D. I don't know, because we know the temple was destroyed in A.D. 70. So the temple was in operation when Paul was writing this letter to the saved Hebrew believers. And a lot of them were going back. Remember we were in chapter number 6? He said, now let us go on. They're not coming back. But let us go on to better things. So that's the key word all through the book of Hebrews, encouraging these believers, these Jewish believers, hey, it's so much better here. It's better with Christ. Don't go back. Now we get to verse number 7. For if that first covenant had been faultless, speaking of that Mosaic law, then there should no place have been sought for the second, speaking of the second covenant. For finding fault with them, he saith, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers, speaking of Moses in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his brother, every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me, the least from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their iniquities, and I will remember no more. In that he saith, a new covenant, he hath made the first old. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. Now take a breath. That's a lot to kind of digest. But in verse number 7, it says that, for if that the first covenant had been faultless, there should be no place had been sought for the second. Now, the fact that God mentions another covenant proves that there was something lacking with the old covenant. The word faultless means free from defect. Now, there were no faults or errors in the Mosaic covenant. I want you to understand that. A perfect God could not make an imperfect covenant. Let me repeat that. A perfect God would not make an imperfect covenant. The fault was not on God's side, but it was on man's side with this covenant. As a matter of fact, the law, this covenant, was holy. In Romans chapter number 7, verse number 12, the Word of God tells us, wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy and just and good. There was nothing wrong with the law. It was perfect. It was holy. The problem was man, they could not keep that. We also see that the law was not given to save. The law could not save. In Romans chapter number 5, this is the one he's talking, the law was faultless or had fault. This is what he's talking about, okay? That it could not save. Romans 5:20. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Remember a couple weeks ago I shared with you the difference between law and grace. The law, what the law did for man and what grace did for man. And that's what this verse is kind of speaking to. The law was holy, but the law was not given to save. We find again in the book of Galatians, chapter number 2, verse number 16. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. The law could not save. Matter of fact, what the law was, purpose of the law, the Bible tells us, was a schoolmaster to point people to Christ. Again, we see it in Galatians chapter number 3, verse number 23. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.